Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Introduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome to the second hour of the show. Just tuning in, just joining us. I've been talking about some info that I got from a source. They're telling me that Don Jr. will be indicted for lying to FBI agents. They're saying it's going to happen right after McCain is laid to rest, so stay tuned for that. Talking about John McCain's funeral, but I have a book called The Business of Love. Now, it's not a relationship book, but what it does is it teaches you that your relationships, all of them, are a business. And I talk about certain things in the book. And so people have been asking me, well, how do you find the perfect person? How do you know when you got the perfect person for you? And so I want to give you something I put in the book. I'm going to give this to you for free because this is the key to knowing if you got somebody that's worth trying to have the relationship of your life with. Okay. It's not about money. It's not about looks. It's not about none of that stuff right there because it's about the business. Can y'all do good business together? Okay? Because you can spend every day with somebody. You spend 6 to 8 weeks every day with somebody. Y'all get intimate, start having sex. You will have feelings for that person. How do you make those feelings stay forever? Or if you've been hurt and disappointed and let down, you meet somebody halfway decent. You just like, I ain't going nowhere because I ain't going to meet nobody decent. Now, this ain't the love of your life. This person ain't the person who does it for you, but they're decent to you. So you like, man, I'm just going to stay here. I'm just going to stay here. Then you wake up 5 years later and like, why the hell am I married to this person? We have nothing in common. This person does not make me better. Now, let me tell you what you do. All right? You need to sit down and you need to write out the 10 best things about you and the 10 worst things about you. If you are with somebody currently, I'm going to tell you what to do. If you're looking for somebody, I'm going to tell you what to do. Now, when you write out these 10 things that are great about you and these 10 things that are bad about you, you need to be the most honest you've ever been with yourself. Okay? Once you do that, if you're with somebody, this is what you need to do. Everything that's bad about you should be everything that's good about them. Listen to what I'm saying. If you bad with money, they should be good with money. If you impatient, they should be patient. Do you get what I'm saying? And it should be vice versa. If they're patient, you should be impatient. Why? Why am I telling you this? You create the perfect balance if you guys are like that. You're the perfect balance for each other. Because everything that's a weakness for you is a strength for them. Everything that's a weakness for them is a strength for you. It's the perfect balance. It's a perfect melody. It's a perfect harmony. It's a perfect business relationship. Okay? Now, if you're single, when you're dating somebody, in your mind, you need to be going through this list as you're talking to them about stuff. If you know you bad with money, you need to be like, so how are you with money? I mean, are you somebody who believes in saving? You know, do you buy what you want? You know, find out what their impulses are. Because that'll give you a hint if that's compatible for you. If you're an impatient person, see how patient they are. You want to find the person that has your opposites in the sense of being able to make you better. Make you better. That's the key. You want somebody that's going to make you better. And if you really stop and think about this, right? Your closest friends in your life all have something about them that makes you a little bit better about yourself. All of them. So when you think about this, like I said, just be honest with yourself. Write out your worst things and your best things. And then look at your significant other. If they're not balancing you out, it's not going to work. It's not. You can't grow together. You can't expand together because if you bad with money and he bad with money, y'all going to be two broke people. If he impatient and you impatient, y'all going to be fighting constantly. Think about this. Think about it. Because you want any look, let me explain something to y'all. Anybody you bringing in to your atmosphere, you want them to try to make you a better person. You want to make them better and you want them to make you better. Because the reality of it is that we all are imperfect. What makes us perfect is the people we put into our lives and around us. Those are the people who put the missing pieces into our puzzle to make our puzzle complete. Those are the people that help us do good business because where we fall short in one area, they're stronger in that area. Just logically makes sense, right? If you read the book and you follow the book, it's more stuff in the book that's really more detailed than this. It'll help you. Get the book. Go to thewbshow.com. Get the ebook right now. You can get the ebook right now. Check it out. Now, let me talk a little bit about this shooting that took place in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, they shooting at a Madden tournament, y'all. A Madden tournament. Now, what's funny to me is I love Tariq, but soon as this happened, this is a white extremist. We don't have a gun problem. We got a white extremist problem. The dude was anti-Trump. He wasn't an extremist. He was a introverted, sick-minded person. That's what he was. That's what it was. When you think about you going to play in a video game tournament and you getting shot up in a video game tournament. Now, look, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say this. How many of y'all ever has anybody listening or anybody online, you ever been to Egypt? You ever been over to Egypt or Israel? You ever been over in those parts? Fred Folsom, you been over there? Okay. David, you been over there? All right. So y'all can back me up on this. So let me tell you what tripped me out when I went over there. It wasn't the pyramids and you know, all that stuff, because, you know, you see it. Then you see it up close and you'd be like, okay, all right. That part wasn't the part that kind of tripped me out, right? What tripped me out is the security over there, especially at the airport. Like, you can't even drive your car up to the front of the airport. Like, to drop somebody off, oh, no. You can't get nowhere near that airport. You can't get nowhere near the airport. The poverty didn't trip me out, because the poverty is Northern Africa. And if you ever been to any other part of Africa, all the poverty looks the same to me. But the security is crazy. They got machine guns on every corner, everywhere you go. It's nuts. That's what's going to be here in America real soon, y'all. Because if it's getting so bad that you can't even play a video game tournament. A video game tournament. Without somebody getting killed, they're going to put security. Security going to have to be everywhere. It's going to have to be everywhere. But the first time I went over there, I was tripping because of all. I was like, what the hell? Why y'all need all this security? Roadblocks? Snipers on the building? Listening to the WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, so let me tell you what I find interesting. I think that we are slowly moving to a point where we're going to end up like all these other countries. You know, it's 204 countries in this world. It's on this earth. It's one universe, eight planets, 204 countries. It's 804 islands. Did y'all know that? Why do I know that? I don't even know why I know that. Why do I know something like that? It's 804 islands. That just popped in my head. It's 804 islands in on this earth. Seven seas, 7 billion people. And we're going to end up like many of these 204 countries that have all this security. And it's going to happen because we're going to have something that happens like it's going to be another Oklahoma City thing. It's not going to be something that's coming from an extremist that's Muslim. It's going to be something that is by an American, done to Americans. And once that happens, that's going to be boom. That's going to be it. Boom, boom, boom. That's going to be it. We're going to be just like the rest of these other 204 countries that are heavily secured. But something is about to happen. Because it always happens, y'all. Y'all get that, right? Whenever we're in a situation like this, something happens. And when I say a situation like this, I'm saying that we have a potentially nuclear bomb about to go off in this White House because of what's going on with this president. So something's going to have to happen so big to get people to not deal with that. And see, history repeats itself. I tell people this all the time. Let me show y'all a perfect example of this. Let me give you a perfect example of this. So did y'all hear about the DNC removing the superdelegates? Everybody hear about them removing the superdelegates? And, you know, I hear people talking about, man, this is a great idea. This way Bernie Sanders could have won against Hillary if they get rid of the super delegates, right? Bernie's not even a Democrat, y'all. Y'all do realize that. And see, what the Democrats are doing wrong, let me tell you, they are so far left. I mean, the liberals have just removed any moderate Democrat from that party. They just so far left. Now, they're getting rid of the super delegates. But this ain't nothing but history repeating itself. Y'all realize in 1968 in Chicago, when they had the big mess with the DNC down there, with the Democratic Party down there, and they got into the fight and the bloodshed and everything else. Part of the problem was the super delegate thing. So they got rid of the super delegates coming into 72. And then in 72, McGovern won and got slaughtered by Nixon. Wasn't even close. And then they came back and reinstituted the superdelegates after that. Because they was like, we can't just have anybody winning our nomination. We gotta put some control over this. This is gonna happen all again. This is the same thing that's about to happen. They pulling the superdelegates, thinking, well, this is a great idea. They're gonna get a nominee who can't win. They're going to get crushed by Trump, and then they're going to be like, we need to put superdelegates back in here. Watch, mark my words. Why can I say this with such an authoritative sound? This is history repeating itself. Go look for yourself if you don't believe me. Go look for yourself. It's truly, truly unbelievable if you know history, what you can see. It really is. If you just look at the history, you know they're about to, they removing the superdelegates, not realizing that leaves that wide open now. You got to leave some in place. You got to leave it where you got at least a 10% control of it. This is going to be a mess. 2020 going to be a mess. They're going to be a complete mess in 2020. And if Trump gets some kind of terrorist act here nationally and the economy is still good, he gonna wash the floor with whoever they run against him. I just look at what they doing and just shake my head and be like, man, y'all don't even understand. Y'all still trying to do this the old school way. Now, let me show you something else. I had a lot of people get mad at me because I said, leave the Confederate stuff up. Leave the statues up. Nah, boy, we need to tear all of them down. No, we don't. Leave them up there so we don't forget the history up. Nah. Well, if we're going to tear them down, we need to change everything, right? We need to tear everything down. Nah, we ain't got to tear everything down, just the Confederate stuff. Well, why not? All the other racist stuff is okay. You see what Chuck Schumer is trying to do, right? He's trying to rename the Hall of the Senate for John McCain. Because the current person who is named after him is one of the most racist men in the history of the United States Senate. But his name is on the building. Oh, that's just like J. Edgar Hoover. His name is on the FBI building. I mean, if you really think about it, look, we should be tearing down all the monuments for George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, all of them slave owners. Leave all that stuff up, man. Leave it all up. What's the difference? What's different than the Confederate stuff than the racist stuff that these other people got up and ain't nobody saying nothing about it? Nobody. Nobody's even complaining about it. 99% of the people don't even know who Russell is, who the building is currently named after. Oh, he's a Democrat, by the way, y'all. Well, y'all Democrats that love the Democrats so much. He's a Democrat, too, by the way. One of the most racist men in senatorial history. Man, I tell y'all. All right, we come back. Talk a little bit more. You're listening to the WB.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
is Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So, I want you guys to remember this in the next couple of days as they continue to talk about this John McCain passing. Remember that just like with King, they are romanticizing this man, but it's also political. CNN and MSNBC is doing this because of who's in the White House. Now, fair or not, Fox does the same thing. You know, when something bad happens, they won't even touch it. Like if Trump went, look, they had Trump on tape talking about paying the woman, paying Karen McDougal woman, him and Cohen, Fox wouldn't even play the tape. They was talking about everything but Fox. I mean, but the tape. They was playing everything but the tape. Today on Fox and Friends, a deer was shot. They would not talk about. They would not talk about it. Yeah, Corey, y'all get it in this week. Just get it in this week. I didn't realize we were so late into the month. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, they're working on a NAFTA deal. They're working on a NAFTA deal right now. And it's supposed to be a new deal that's supposed to be a better deal. Now, I do agree with him on this particular thing. NAFTA killed the regular worker here in America. It did. And so as much as we want to hate, right? As much as we want to hate Trump on certain things, it's other things that you got to give him a little bit of credit for, y'all. NAFTA was a bad deal that Clinton put into place. He took it out. He's redoing it. Now, this goes back to the argument that I was making with y'all earlier today about I don't have to agree with your ideology to be agreeable with you if you're doing something that's benefiting everybody. Okay? And see, what's funny to me is, you know, like I said, I can make the argument that everybody who has a problem with Trump's constituents, John McCain is the reason they exist, because once he brought Sarah Palin in, they lost their mind. See, y'all forget what they were saying about Obama when he was running for president in 2008. They was calling him a monkey. They was calling him the N-word. They was calling him a Muslim. They was calling him a Kenyan. We don't want that Kenyan booty scratcher in our White House. Y'all don't remember that, do y'all? And y'all got to understand, the same way that y'all are yelling, we ain't giving Trump no credit. That's the same thing they were doing when Obama was in office. Y'all realize that, right? We not giving Obama no credit. We not giving him no credit for nothing he doing. I don't care if it's helping me. I mean, think about it. And I'm going to try to find a video and post it on social media for y'all today. It was a man in Kentucky. I never forget this. They interviewed this man on national TV, a local person in Kentucky, a white man. And they asked him, well, how do you feel about Obamacare? We don't need no doggone Obamacare around here. This ain't nothing but reparations for those colored folk. And so the man asked me, he said, well, what kind of health care do you have? I got Kentucky care. We don't need Obamacare. I got Kentucky care. And the news reporter said, sir, you do realize Kentucky care is the Affordable Health Care Act. That's right. I got the Kentucky care. And then the reporter said, that's Obamacare. You should have saw this man's face. What? What you mean I got Obamacare? I ain't got no damn Obamacare. I got Kentucky care. He had to show the man that he was just saying. The man's face literally broke on TV. He was just like, oh my God, I got Obamacare. It was like the Dave Chappelle show when he pulled off his hood and said white power and the man's head exploded. It was happening right there on live TV. The man's face just was like, oh, it just turned red. He couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I bet you he went home and canceled his Kentucky care, just like Dave Chappelle divorced his wife in that skit. They said, why you divorce your wife? Because she's a Negro lover. She's a lover of Negroes. He probably went home and did the same thing. I don't want this Kentucky care. But, sir, you need it or you're going to die. I don't care. I do not care. I mean, this is the way people are. And so when you yelling, oh, I'm not going to give Trump no credit. I'm not going to give Trump no credit. If he's doing something that's helping the country, ain't nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with giving credit for that. It's really not, man. Because you got to understand, he's not going to be there forever. No president is going to be there forever. So it's no reason. And let me say something to y'all, right? Let me tell you why I kind of laugh at the whole thing with Trump, why I don't take it as seriously as everybody else. We got to resist. We got to resist. I'm not on none of that. You know why I'm not on none of that? We didn't survive every other colonizer that we've had. We've survived every one of them since the very first one. Trump ain't no different than Reagan or Bush or Kennedy or Clinton or Adams or Jackson or any other rest of them that came before him. Or any other rest of them that's coming after him. Y'all do realize that, right? And to be honest with you, Clinton did worse things to the black community than Reagan did to the black community. And Reagan took all the programs away damn near. I mean, so it's you got to understand that we've been living under Trump forever, y'all. See, what happened is this. You got this 8-year span of Obama and folks lost their mind. They went to fairy tale land. They started believing that oh, man, this country is all right. Racism don't exist no more. We got a black president. They don't hate us no more. We got a black president. So we got caught up in this. I mean, white folks did too. This is why, you know who the worst? It's not even black and Latinos who the worst towards Trump. It's the white liberals. The white liberals are like suicidal over Trump. Because in their mind, they was just like, We're this perfect society now. We have Obama. And then we're going to have a woman. We're going to have Hillary. And they mad. They mad because they didn't get Hillary. I mean, we gotta understand that this has been the case since day one, y'all. Day one. And that's why I keep telling y'all, it don't matter who's sitting in that White House. We've gotten the same thing from every administration, including Clinton and Obama. This is why y'all need to be emailing to become part of the beauty supply. This is why I'm going to give y'all the football stuff. This is why we're doing what we're doing, because all we can do is take care of what we can take care of. Listening to the WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back to school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In store only.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Life Insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Tell your friends and family members about the show. Please share the show. Let me close out the show with the breaking news with Trump coming out and announcing that he's worked out a deal with Mexico, but Canada can join later if they want to. This is actually a smart move on Trump's part. Let me tell you why this was a smart play. Now, I don't know if he decided to do it or Burton over there did it or Pompey. Or whoever over there had enough sense to do this, but this gives him great negotiating power with the rest of the world by doing this. And the reason why it gives him great negotiating power with the rest of the world by doing this is because he can say, look, even our border countries, we're doing this with, so we're not going to give you special treatment that we're not giving them. Even if the deal is the same deal that they had in place, just not calling it NAFTA. By him negotiating it by itself with Mexico, allows him to be able to do the same thing with every other nation and say, look, if I wouldn't do it for my neighbor, why am I do it for you? It's actually a good move, man. It's actually a good move if he's trying to get certain things put into place, economically speaking. So it's a good move. It's a real good move. Now, somebody says he's paying for the wall. You know he's not paying for it. You know they're not paying for that wall. You know they're not going to pay for that wall. He had it. Believe me. Bigly, believe me. I'm going to build a what? A wall. And who's going to pay for it? They are. He said he wasn't going to build the wall. Guess what? The wall just went up 5,000 more feet. And who's going to pay for it? They are. Lock her up. Lock her up. Man, look. Oh, my God. Believe me. Bigly, believe me. They're going to pay for it. It's not going to cost you and me nothing. We're going to be winning so much, you're going to get tired of winning. Are you tired of winning? I'm tired of winning. I'm tired of winning. Believe me. Bigly, believe me. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my God. I'm going to close the show like this. Whether you liked John McCain or you didn't like John McCain, the one thing I will give John McCain credit for is that he had enough of a moral compass to admit when he was wrong and try to work with people from the other side of the aisle. Politics used to be this way in this country. It used to be where even if you disagreed, if you had some things in common, you worked on those things in common, right? It's not like that anymore. Either you red or you blue. You can't be purple. You got to be red or blue. Red or blue. And America isn't red or blue. Nobody in this country is completely left or completely right. Most people are in the middle about what they really believe. Most people are moderates about what they really believe. White, black, Latino, Asians, most people are moderate people in what they really believe. But we've gotten to a point politically that everything is either you red or you blue. It can't be red or blue. We live in a time where it's too much going on for us to just, you go to your side and I go to my side. We can't do that in today's society anymore. It's too much on the line. And so we need to start having a conversation amongst the people again about, you know what? We got to get people in here who, even if they disagree, they're going to find some kind of common ground to get things done for everybody. We have to do that. Because if we don't do that, this country won't ever be what it was. And if it's never what it was, it never can be what it should be. Build the wall, keep them out. That same wall might end up keeping y'all in. Y'all ever think about that? Y'all ever think about that? The same wall that's being built today to keep others out may trap you in. But hey, like I said before, when I started the show, why do they keep telling you free? Why do they keep telling you free? So that you never think about the escape. If you think you're free, you're not trying to escape. You're not trying to get out of nothing because I'm free. What do I need to get out of? That same wall, that exact same wall that you are building today may end up keeping you locked in here tomorrow. I'm just saying. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody love them and appreciate them. You may not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, love you with the love of Jesus, not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim religion. I claim spirituality, but it's the greatest love I know. So I tell you, I love you with that love. Tomorrow, I want to do an in-depth show about culture. I want to talk about the culture of blackness, of whiteness, and the culture of Latinos, and how each culture is intertwined in a way that we don't even realize. We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right. God bless you. Talk to you guys tomorrow. You listen to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.